Welcome to the interracial
couple. Say it with some sin stress.
Sin stress.
Yeah.
We have, like, what is that?
That means be yourself.
Let's just be get myself. There. Yeah. I am myself.
Say it like you mean it.
I mean it.
Okay, let's go.
What am I meaning?
What are we doing? We're recording right now.
I know. Everybody.
What's up, everybody? And hi. What are we doing, baby?
We are here rocking it out.
And recording what?
Our podcast.
And what is it called?
Interracial Odd Couple.
That's right. And my name is Scythe.
And I'm Gina.
Hey, how's everybody doing this week? Hope everybody had a great week. The weekend is here.
Oh, God.
By the time you hear this, I will be in the Nevada desert playing dominoes with reptilians and grays.
And I'm going the opposite way.
What? You ain't going to make sure I'm okay and not vaporized?
I'll text him.
By Area 51? Come on, man.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yes, that's why I said I'm going to be playing dominoes with reptilians and grays.
Oh, yeah, you're on your own, dude.
Oh, shit. Damn, you just leaving me out there in the desert as a brother, drying up and dying?
I'm sure somebody will have it broadcasted live, so I'll watch it.
Oh, that's just fantastic. I'll be on CNN, huh?
Okay.
Hopefully everybody had a great week. Everybody's had an awesome week of positive vibes,
mm-hmm.
as we like to rock.
Yes.
How about you, honey?
Oh, it has been great.
It's been what?
Not great.
Double entendre in there. Shit. You trying to spit bars right now.
Oh, dear.
So, family update. Let's get into it.
Well, we'll start with Poppy. Poppy is going to come home.
Yeah.
For about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Until he goes to his doctor's appointment.
Yes, Poppy's going to, he's back to the crib. No. Back into the crib.
I mean, this is like not shocking news. Doctor's fucked up.
No.
So.
Yeah. I mean, let's get into it, U.S.
Hello.
I mean,
They're normal people.
Yeah.
So they fuck up all the time.
Just got a title and a paycheck. But anyway.
Right? So, the doctor fucked up. So instead of using all of his Medicare days, we have to bring him home and cross our fingers.
Yeah.
And
yeah. man, that's stressful in itself. Yeah.
Okay. Until we can get him back to his doctor's appointment to see if the doctor can fix his fuck up,
mm-hmm.
and then go back into surgery and then back into rehab, and hopefully it'll go more positive this time,
which is ridiculous.
So that's our update. So I'm on Poppy's end. I've been trying to get his house together.
You mean Papa?
No, Poppy.
Okay.
Get his house together.
You started with Poppy.
I am on Poppy still.
Oh.
What the hell?
Okay, I was thinking.
I said I'm trying to get his house in order.
Okay, that's my bad because both of the cribs are in disarray.
Oh, my God.
But sorry. My bad. Jumped the gun a little bit.
I know it. So I got him a scooter last week. So mm-hmm. I got him a medical bed this week. And so we got it in the bed, bed moved in there and his bed moved out.
How many quarters does it take?
It does vibrate. It does. It's one of the probably original hospital beds.
Yeah.
It goes up and the head comes up, the feet comes up and it vibrates.
You know, I know how to make one of those keys to kind of open that little box on the side and get all the change.
But dudes, it was free.
Yeah.
Free is good for us.
Man, free 99. Shit. Hell yeah.
So
got the bed.
Yep. got the bed for free, got the scooter for free. So we are rocking and rolling. We hope he's going to rock and roll and we
around the house
get going. So there's Poppy. Now, yeah. Papa.
Papa.
Papa's in the psych ward.
Drum roll, please. He's in the psych ward.
He's in the psych ward. That doctor.
He didn't hump any legs since he's been in there, right?
No, they said he's been behaving. Yeah. I mean, he has his hallucinations.
Of course.
But
we had a new epiphany about that.
This doctor says he has Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his doctor said he was just a fucking nutso.
I'm talking about probably his medication and him, that's why he's having hallucinations.
Yeah, said he was...
The previous doctor.
Not bipolar, but schizophrenia.
Multiple personalities. That's what they call that crap now.
Weird shit, I don't know.
Yeah.
And saying him something like that. Well, come to find out, this other doctor says he has Alzheimer's because he sees the people.
And doesn't hear them.
And that has something to do with the brain. Right. So that's going to be Alzheimer's dementia.
Versus hearing them.
And he said versus hearing people talk to you.
Right.
And hearing them tell you things and have you do things and stuff like that. That's
hearing voices in your head.
Yeah, that's mental issues. That's go get yourself fixed. Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Issues. Not
Alzheimer's is more visual and seeing things and
so I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. So now they said we highly recommend he go into a home. So now I have to
find him a home.
First,
he has a home.
I have to get him on Medicaid. And I'm like,
battle through that.
I'm like, great. So shout out to all the people that do this.
Yeah.
Know what they're doing. Because that's
tough work.
Man,
especially when you're keeping up with
hard.
Multiple other families and that's your occupation. Like, that takes a certain type of sacrifice and a big heart to do that.
This is hard stuff.
Well, you've got a background in the med field, so
But this is like
you worked in a dementia unit, so
I know. That's why I knew. I didn't think anything was wrong with him. I thought he was just being funny. Nothing new. None to see here.
Obviously, there was, because you've hit me with some stories. I'm like, oh, good God. Shit ain't been shaved since 1976. Ooh.
It's hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to have to do a lot of checking out homes and different facilities. And
yeah.
So my week will be packed.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I live with you.
I know, right?
And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that are, out there dealing with some of the similar things that we're going through right now with just changes and taking care of your parents or your grandparents. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to figure out, what the fuck are we going to do? How can we do this?
Start asking now.
Yeah.
Do you have policies in place?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him now.
Yeah, especially
younger
are. Not your grandparents, because probably by then, if you in our age ranges, they should have had this shit together a long time ago, but especially your parents.
I'm saying the younger they are, the cheaper the policy. So ask now. Say,
and
do you
ride or die with them policies, man.
Those long-term care policies, those all...
Talk about it, babe.
Get them.
Because
we're fucked. But I've also seen the other end. I've also seen where those long-term policies help. And they,
speaking of which, Gina also has an insurance background. So talk about it, babe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, those policies help.
Yeah, they do.
Tremendously.
Even
so
if
I've
it's just a little bit.
On both aspects where, Well, we're fucked, but, I've seen them also help people.
Yeah.
Even though, you pay out money, that's why the younger you are,
the better it is to jump on it now.
The better the policy.
Yeah.
I mean, just get those in place, because, make sure your parents, you got it, say, get your shit together.
Especially before you start smoking and drinking in life.
I'm fucked with my parents. I already know this. There is no changing them because they're just going to argue with me.
And I've always said for years, I don't know how they ever coexisted together. Right. Because they just talk.
And I'm always wrong. So it doesn't matter.
Since Gina and I have been together, I have never seen them together ever. Because they were divorced way before me and you got together.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, how did they ever even coexist to even procreate other creations?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, you do. You grew up in it.
I don't even remember.
I'm probably thankful.
I probably did check out. I probably checked out my entire life. I don't know where I've been. I come and go as I please.
And I always throw this in, blaming on the juice.
Probably.
Oh, man. So, okay. Yeah, there's just a lot of shit going on, man.
Mm-hmm.
But we are dedicated to just recording every week. People still listen to us, even if it's one person or, you know, several hundred people a week. It's ridiculous.
I like friends.
Yeah, that. No, there's just a lot of people out there just dealing with a lot of plights and some of the same shit that we're dealing with, too.
Because, like, right now, all these friends that I have are like ghosts. I get to talk to them, and they don't talk back.
You talking about our fifth member of the podcast?
No, I'm talking about our listeners.
I know, but I'm
and
also...
And our
but,
fifth.
But you're talking... I know you're referencing ghosts. He's just laying there. Like, I talk to him, and he doesn't talk back.
I know, we have conversations.
He agrees with everything.
We have conversations all day long.
Oh, shit.
Ghost and I just... We talk, and he just stares at me like, yes, Mama, I hear you. I said, I know you do, buddy.
Well... Grandparents is tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's definitely tough to deal with. And I'll go ahead and put this out there too. My grandmother is sick right now. They found pretty much life-ending cancer in the right side of her chest after she had pneumonia 3 weeks ago and got hospitalized. Didn't do a CT scan. Didn't even think to do a CT scan. See how I'm bringing it back around? A doctor's fuck up. Mm-hmm. So... they found that, and it's just not a good situation for my grandmother. So, and it's just hard. It's just tough.
It's just hard.
A clusterfuck of shit that we're dealing with right now.
It is so crazy. It just is,
you know. So, but she's back in her assisted living care home right now, and they got her on hospice. So, and that's that with that. You know, my only living grandparent that's left, my only one. And I think it's amazing, and I brought this up a few episodes ago, like, geez, you still got 3 out of 4? That is incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, and what's messed up is my dad's side of the family, I never knew both of his parents. Mm-hmm. They were both deceased before I was born.
Right.
And my grandfather on my mom's side died when I was young. I was 11, right before those impressionable stages of a young man. And, you know, my grandma's the only one that's left. And you know how family business goes. And there's a whole lot of, it's going to be a whole lot of nuclear war. A whole lot of that, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, so there's just a lot going on, people. There's a lot going on. But we'll get through it. Mm-hmm. We'll make it. We'll figure it out.
Every day.
And the most important thing is just coming to peace with things, too.
Yeah. And if you don't get something done, it's okay. Yeah. Just fuck it. It's okay. Do it tomorrow, maybe.
And if you like me and you need to check out, then shoot. Meet me at Area 51.
Yeah, I guess go. Go with him.
Yeah, come holler at your boy.
If you want to stay inside, you can come here and watch.
Yeah, come holler at me. I'll be wearing a shirt that says Interterrestrial Odd Couple Podcast.
We are from somewhere else. That is for sure.
Pleiades, constellations, whatever it is.
That's where I was told I was from.
Astrology.
Yeah.
Cosmology, astrophysics. I'm all about it, baby. So come holler at me and we can play some... we can play some damn plutonium bones, man.
Oh, my God.
She's just glowing. Oh, shit. You know what I noticed that's been going on this week, honey?
What?
And one subject that we hate talking about, because we've talked about it 2 or 3 times on our podcast this season so far, is remakes and reboots.
Oh, God, who is it? What the hell? They must have just posted it today because I haven't been able to be online.
Nope. Ruining classics, huh? Let's start with this.
I don't want to know.
Bayside High. Who was that?
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. They are back.
Oh, I've been watching 90210. Fucking Hulu, I swear. Oh, shit. You go to bed at night and I get lonely, so I watch fucking TV.
Damn, I'm sorry that I'm out there sacrificing my body and my spirit and my presence.
I have to kill an hour.
Oh, shit. Bayside High is back.
Are they all together?
You know Dustin Diamond. What's sad is I even remember that fucker's name. You know he ain't going to be a part of the show. But what I do know is that the dude who plays Zach Morris and A.C. Slater and Jesse Spano, they're definitely on board and they're back. And I guess the preface of it is Zach Morris is the governor of California.
Oh, that's funny.
And you know what's funny about that is I got to thinking back to this is how old we are, because what episode was that when Zach scored like a crazy number on his SATs? And he was like, damn, he even smarter than Doogie Howser or some shit like that. And now he the governor. That's what they're talking about. He's gonna be the governor of California. How do you feel about a remake of Saved by the Bell?
It's not a remake.
It's a reboot.
No, it's just a continuing on whatever.
Yeah, because what was the one after that? They were in college after that.
That's what I said. Yeah. It's the same thing 90210 just did.
No original content.
Because I don't know how. It's like.
What do you mean? 90210 is a reboot?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. I didn't even watch that in the 90s.
I just didn't know you.
I thought you were watching just reruns. I didn't know it was a reboot.
Why would I fucking watch reruns?
Well, shit, because I don't know. Maybe you was feeling a certain way. There's a lot of stress going on in our lives. Shit, I don't know what you're doing. Just,
so
hey,
I need
baby,
to watch 90210. That's why it
went over my head. Like, maybe that's how you feeling right now, sweetie. You do your thing.
You fucked up. Oh no.
I call you sweetie. No, I didn't know they did a reboot. How old they looking? How much makeup they got on their face?
No, they look fine, I think. As best can be.
Who you still got a crush on?
None of those.
Oh shit. What was the other one that was around the same time that was popular? Dawson's Creek? Is that what it was called?
I've never seen those. I've seen like one or two episodes.
And California Dreams, is that another one?
I've probably only seen a couple episodes of that one.
Oh man, you pissing off white girls. Sorry. Now you fucked up. See?
Probably. I'm not a TV watcher.
Yeah, I wasn't like that either. I mean,
I think the only ones that I've seen all the way through would be...
What?
I would say...
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Well, yes.
I mean, everybody watched that.
Yeah, I've seen
more than once. They miss. Yeah. I don't watch reruns.
Yeah,
Martin, watch that.
No,
I did.
No,
of course, that's the interracial odd couple aspect of our relationship.
I told you I didn't watch TV much. One Tree Hill, I did watch One Tree Hill.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I came across it one day, and then I just watched it.
What about the Wayans Brothers?
Nope.
You didn't watch the Wayans Brothers?
No, I mean, I would get shows here and there I would watch, but no.
What the hell is One Tree Hill?
I didn't watch TV.
Honey, I understand.
Remember.
I used to watch it on the WB network. What was it? WB?
I just got cable.
That's a Wichita shit.
He had to finally talk me into getting cable. The kids even never had cable.
No, hell no. We rock internet and yo piracy ass. Oh, sorry. Yes. I better...
I do not like to pay for things.
And that's why we get along so great. Even though I got to buy a new wash machine. God dang it.
Damn it. I like cheap things. So I buy secondhand things. So we've ever had is secondhand washers. So
you see why I love her people? Shit, we economically sound. That's why we're able to take care of everybody else.
Yeah.
Shit.
We look poor, but no, we don't act it, I guess.
Exactly. Right. Scroll down back to that episode. It's in the title. We ain't acting poor enough.
Right.
But you weren't a TV watcher.
Yeah.
Like that.
No.
You watch Family Matters, though.
We never had. I've seen Family Matters, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you was talking about them high waters and stuff mm-hmm. that you was rocking last episode.
I mean, there's a lot of shows that I watched here and there, but I didn't watch TV like that.
Yeah, but it's funny that you watched 90210 and you watched a reboot of 90210.
No, the funny thing...
Where the hell is 90210? Is that California?
All of 90210? I had to
sneak. Is it cold in California?
I had to sneak episodes.
Why?
Because my mom would not let me watch it.
Seriously?
I was like...
But 16. See, my mom used to do that bullshit I'm like, 16. I can't watch The Simpsons.
I was old.
Mom, I can't watch The Simpsons. Like, come on with that bullshit.
But I could watch The Simpsons.
But I couldn't watch The Simpsons. Knowing damn well I was waiting up late night to wait on that late night Showtime.
Oh my goodness. Showtime or Cinemax?
Both. Both? Hell yeah, I was waiting on both. Had that Jergens on deck.
Oh, Lord. You get a peek.
Oh, shit. I had to make sure the TV was muted and have that recall or whatever it was called on the remote ready to go.
You gave yourself
hell
a
yeah, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, he smelled like he just got fresh out the shower. Kind of. Oh, shit. Oh, speaking of a remake, since we're on the subject.
Okay.
And it's been talked about for a little bit anyway, but I don't know if you know about this. House Party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been talking about that for
produced
a while.
Produced by though. LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
We'll see if that happens.
How can you redo such classics?
You know, just leave things alone.
Think about how star-studded that show was. Speaking of Martin, with Tisha Campbell and Martin Lawrence. And, of course, you got Kid and Play. Bernie Mac was in that. Like, yo.
I think Martin was supposed to come back, too.
I don't know what they're going to do with Martin. Because I know Bad Boys for Life is getting ready to come out.
No, Martin and Gina.
I know, but.
Was supposed to come back.
Tisha Campbell.
And it's because, yeah. I tell you the secret. It was because. Is because
what secret am I missing?
They finally became friends again.
I know they was beefing for years.
Because you know why? Because you know they never kissed or even got too close. Mm-hmm. Because he'd always grab her, do
there
things.
Was time, yeah,
he would always like try to hump her. Pretty yeah. much do what Papa likes to do with people.
different times too, and at the same time, I'm not playing defensive. For anybody like that, I'm not. So, I don't know that I don't know them personally or nothing like that. But there were those allegations.
Mm-hmm.
There were those. What would make you go back to a reboot if those things were going on?
Well, maybe he just apologized and said I was a stupid kid,
and I was too horny. And that's it right there. Why can't... I mean, this whole cancel culture shit, and I'm not trying to go... And we're not the IO political podcast. The IOC political podcast. I'm not going to go down that route, but... When you're young, you do stupid shit. Now, that's different if it's assault or it's blatant or something like that. That's totally different, but I'm talking about, you know, like a... Man, I don't even want to go down this road, but fuck it. You know, like a Louis C.K., he pulled his dick out and jacked off in front of people. It ain't like he jacked off on somebody's back or none of that type of shit.
Well, that is kind of gross.
It is gross as fuck. Why would you pull your dick out and just jack off in front of people? Like, right? That's some white guy shit.
Why don't you just...
That's definitely some white people shit.
Stroll through, go to the bathroom, and do your thing.
Yeah, just go imagine in there. Shit, that's what I did with Cinemax and Showtime as a child.
I'm pretty sure there's more men in the bathroom that'll... probably know what you're doing and be there cheering you on. Yeah.
Oh man,
who knows?
But yeah, I know they was beefing for years and because of the allegations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But if they do a reboot and it goes well, then you know, I'll check it out. Man. I'll check it out. But you know, Martin do look a little bit crazy on this Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boys 3 coming out with Will Smith and him.
He
do look a little crazy in the trailer. I mean, of course, it's the first trailer. I guess it's the only trailer right now for the movie.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, Mike Lowry showing out.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing out on that. So I'm looking forward to that, too. But why can't anybody provide original content anymore? You brought this up just recently on recent episodes. Like, what is everybody's problem? Nobody can be original about anything. Anything. Even if it looked crazy.
Because everything's already been a little bit done.
Yeah.
They can't be original.
And I can't say everything because there are some shows out there that are original. But, I mean, I feel bad for those shows because what platform are you going to go with? Because everybody is in a power struggle right now, whether you're going with Netflix or Hulu or Disney or Amazon Prime.
If you think about it, how many different ways can you do love story? How many different ways can you do a kidnapping? How many different ways can you do a murder? I mean, it's just like...
That's why people gravitate towards the real shit like a channel ID. You know, murder.
Or SpongeBob at night.
SpongeBob.
I only know two channels.
Yeah, that should tell you everything with Gina.
I don't watch TV.
No, excuse me. Yeah,
it
man.
Overwhelms me. It's just too much.
Why?
Because it's just too many fucking options. I mean, it's like... I don't know. I don't even know what half this shit is. Seriously.
Yeah, but most of it you do know. And that's what it's just like. It's just a lot of the same shit. But it's the same thing that you were just saying. It's like, how many times can you recreate the same storylines?
Yeah.
The same, it's just like...
I don't know. It's just...
Ooh. But, I mean, as far as writers out there in the world that are dealing with that, as far as the creative process and stuff like that, like, I bet it is a pain in the ass to just find an avenue to go with or a channel or some people that will back you, you know, as far as major platforms mm-hmm. to let you create your original content, because shows that are original have a hard time making it anymore. And I don't understand why when there are different channels that make a lot of freaking money. And I don't mean channels on cable. I mean mm-hmm. channels as far as even internet and, you know, streaming services and stuff like that. I bet it's tough because it's tough for musicians, too.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's like, man, you know, but people's attention spans are so quick and goes by so fast to where it's like you said, and it's kind of funny that you brought it up in this light, is like, you're going to just basically kill us poor people. And can't you just all just get along and consolidate into one fucking streaming service? No, because it's going to always be a competition. You know, but it'd be nice if it was that way. But for creatives and creators alike.
Stop being mad when people fucking gank your shit. Because we don't want to fucking pay for all of it. God, well, seriously?
Are you incriminating us?
No. I haven't done it in a long, long time. So just keep it. Fucking
blaming on the goose. Got you feeling.
And then I haven't done it because I haven't. It's not because I haven't wanted to. It's just fucking. I don't either have time or I just don't.
Man,
fucking
feel
that's like
really it.
It
right there. And you know, people that are. I mean, algorithms are at play here, listening even to our little podcast right now. People ain't got the time or the patience.
Right. I'm just too tired.
Identity theft and all this other stuff that hacks into your devices.
Yeah. How many fucking vacations, people, that you gotta go on, try to go on my fucking card? Seriously, how in the hell do you get that to try and go on vacation? I can't even go on vacation. Why would you want to think that I'm gonna let you go on vacation on my card?
No motherfucking doubt, but we ain't even been on vacation since we ate sauteed crickets and grasshoppers dipped in squid ink and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my goodness.
Come on, man. And you know what's funny is, like, why is it your cards that always get hacked?
Right.
And hold on. Let me knock on wood.
Right.
Because I got to buy a wash machine. I'm bringing that up again. Yeah. Oh, man. The greenhouse is done. Now we need a wash machine.
Well, technically, we don't have to buy a washing machine. I can go down.
See, that's my girl.
The washer specialty store. And I can buy the part and I can put it in.
This is in Wichita, Kansas, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Wichita, Kansas.
I can do that. No biggie.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that a little bit more in detail
later. And probably save like $600.
Yeah, well, that works. Shit. Anything that saves me a stack, I'm with it. I'm just tired of it, man. You know how you get impatient? Because you was mad at me last night.
But I, fucking with that damn that's the problem. Machine. I don't have time.
I don't either. That's what I'm like, damn it, man.
So is it worth the $600 to just go fucking buy one?
I think so. I still think so.
And they deliver for free. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that, definitely. And it's free delivery?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's, we it's definitely going. I'm ready in this podcast now, so we can go and do
go check for. I'm telling you, they had that. That one was like 33% off. Okay.
Oh, shit. All right. And I know you probably searched online already to see what else you can get out of it, huh?
I was just looking. Well,
see how quick you slid that in there? I was just looking.
If we get the credit card, we save five more percent. So. Oh,
shit. Building that credit.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Yes, building the credit.
Building the credit.
That's what we're working on.
Yeah. Man, shit is hard to maintain credit.
Yeah.
It ain't even building it. It's just maintaining it.
Well,
in the United States. It's fucking stupid. The whole thing is a damn scam. All of it is a damn scam. But you got to play by... You got to play the game. You know what I mean? You just have to play the game.
Yeah. Like, every other month...
Motherfucker.
I get an increase from Target. I'm like, I just paid the... Okay.
Yeah, word.
I'm like, why are you increasing? Oh, okay. Well, I guess if you want to give me that, I ain't spending that, but you can, I guess, whatever.
And by the way, remind me, next time you go to Target, take my Cash App card.
Okay.
Because I got that boost activated for 10% off to go along with it.
Oh, there we go.
All right, yeah. That ain't going to compensate for shit, but...
Hey, it adds up.
It's still something.
Adds up. Yeah.
It's still something.
That worked.
All right, baby. So what you've been seeing out there in the world? What's been fucking with your brain besides a migraine? What's something that you've seen here recently that you kind of want to talk about? Because there is a couple questions as we get to the towards the end of this.
I don't know. I had something I was going to say, but then... I don't know. We got Martin and Gina, and then...
Well, damn, Gina.
I know. And then I forget.
But there is a couple of questions that a couple of people that have said some things online that I think would be kind of funny to answer in our own little quirky way towards the end of the episode. And that's how we'll round it off. But.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So nothing has struck you out there? Nothing has piqued your interest? Nothing has got you fired up? Plant life? Anything?
Man. Shit, I don't know. Man, I did really have something to say to you. I don't know.
Well, let it come to you while I pee.
Okay.
Plug our social medias, honey.
We're not doing this again. I don't know why you fuck with me on this. It's just like...
You do it.
I don't want to do it.
It's our social medias.
I know. It's... Our social media
at Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
But do you know how hard it is to remember our social? What am I? No, not social. Socials. I can't even remember shit. What's going on here? What am I supposed to tell you? The fucking social medias. Let's see. LadyN79 at Twitter. No, that's not right. Oh, that could be right, but I don't know. I do have a Twitter, I think. But, let's see, Instagram, that one, yes, Gina's Herbal Kitchen, or LadyN79, yep, mm-hmm. And then the Interracial Odd Couple, that's Instagram, there we go. And then Twitter, it's, oh, he said this is a fucking funny one, IOC pod, maybe? I don't know. He'll verify. Probably not. I deny. Okay. Facebook, yeah. Facebook. I got a Facebook, yep. Mm-hmm. It is Gina's Herbal Kitchen. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then There's the Sci-Fi Omni Network. You can, I don't know, I think join. Do something there.
He's back. What you telling the peoples?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember everything.
Oh, I mean, that's the result. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That is the result of drinking cucumber, rosemary, ginger water all day.
Yeah.
Chased by beer when you get home.
He's also got some holy basil in there.
Oh, some holy basils.
My Kapoor.
Who?
My Kapoor.
See, you poisoned me slowly. I knew this was going on. You were trying to murder me slowly. Mm-mm. Killing me softly with her. What I call herbs. It? Apothecary. Anyway, honey, I'm back. So what did you tell everybody? Did you plug our social medias?
Sure.
Sure. So what did you remember? Did you remember what you wanted to talk about?
No, because you had me
focusing on our social media.
Yeah.
I bet that's some edit action like a motherfucker, isn't it?
Probably.
Oh, please. There you go, winking. Winking.
Who'd I wink at?
I don't know. Winked at me.
I did.
Or ghosts. What's up, man? Why are you scratching? You still don't remember?
Oh. Should I get tested for Alzheimer's? That's not what I was going to ask you, but should I?
I have a free solution to that.
Huh.
I have a free solution to that.
I'm fucking all ears. I mean, just things on my head and I want to hear it. So tell me.
S-O-3-E-1. And just listen back all the way up until now.
311?
I'm not talking about no damn number magic and stuff. I'm talking about season 3, episode 1, and listen all the way up to now.
Okay. Yeah. And probably, I don't even remember
this. And that should tell you that's the free test. It is the free test. Yeah. Listening to episode 3 all the way to 17. And this is 18 currently right now, plus a bonus episode in the middle.
There will be a bonus in the middle?
There already is a bonus episode in the middle. See what I mean?
There's already one in the middle? Oh, my God. When did he put it in the middle?
In the middle, man.
What
the In the middle fuck? Of the night.
I like that song.
How's it go?
I don't know.
I'll be walking in my
sleep.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
You be tripping in your sleep.
I do. No, I don't. I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. I'm sleeping.
See how quickly you just.
Oh, kept I remember. We're gonna miss it tomorrow night.
What?
Bone Thugs is coming to town.
No, man, we seen them the last time, and I was disappointed. I know,
but we were missing one.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They weren't all there. They're supposed to be all there tomorrow.
Lazy Bone was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we went. Well, the only time we went.
Mm-hmm.
At the Cotillion Ballroom here in Wichita?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know they're going to be here.
That's what I was going to tell you. That's it.
That was it? It took all of that effort for you to remember Bone Thugs is going to be here?
I should get tested.
S-O-3-E-1. See? Jeez,
woman. I have it. Yeah. I'm fucked.
No, you're not.
Caleb, you got me, right?
No, don't you even put that out there into that. Are you kidding me?
Now I have like 50 million Caleb saying, I got you. Yeah,
you wish.
Right.
These kids been having dementia.
I know it.
We going to be the ones taking care of them.
I know.
Oh, man. You ready to go ahead and start winding down? We both tired. There's a lot going on.
I know. I got to start dinner.
What we eat for dinner? You ain't gonna answer that. I already know.
Okay.
That's for y'all to figure out.
Why?
Because they're gonna automatically think chicken.
No.
Don't say nothing.
I'm
no,
good.
No.
I like to tell them what I mean.
Who gives a shit just oh, who for right gives now? A shit? No, okay. Because they always think it's chicken, so I want everybody to interact with us and figure out what it is we're eating, like they care. You know what I'm saying?
I won't remember, so why don't I just tell them?
So why don't you just listen back and just realize that maybe...
I won't.
Yeah.
He spent more work on me.
No, I'm not.
You are.
This ain't work. This is what's already at play. Already in the process. Okay. Already out what, there.
Go. What? I'm waiting.
You better check yourself.
I've already checked.
Kick your ass, woman.
I'm on E.
Who you telling? I'm over here with a crick in my neck trying to hold on. Like, I'm like, I gotta... Is there a crutch that I can wear from my neck to my elbow?
Yeah, old fart.
Yeah, wait till you smell them tonight.
I'm not gonna.
Smart ass. There's only two questions this week. Because, you know, I'm working on interacting with people too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... You know I'm bad at social media. I've always talked about that. I am really bad at that. But... This young lady on Twitter, KJanae_X, she posed the question, how the fuck can an app ruin a relationship?
I don't know.
How an app can ruin a relationship? I can think of a million ways how an application these days can ruin a relationship.
An application?
Yeah, like a Tinder, like a...
Oh.
Apps, honey. Apps.
Oh. Well, I was just trying to...
Yeah, I know.
You're trying to say.
Yeah, just apps. Like, what?
Look on this side.
Look on what? See, she's being distracting. What am I looking at? Are you going to tell me? Oh. A gnat just chilling?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's because you got these dead plants in the house.
No. I have one. Dead plant.
Okay, honey, so how can an application ruin your relationship? When you think about it in that aspect.
I don't know.
We're talking to young people now. All jokes aside. And then we'll crack jokes in between.
I'm trying here. I'm really trying to see...
Let me put it this way.
I'm putting it my way.
There we go. So let's go.
Stop.
Limp Bizkit. My way.
I know. So you're saying if you had an app on there that I got mad about and that ruined our relationship, is that what you're saying? That just sounds fucking idiotic.
Absolutely not.
That's like. Idiotic.
That's not what I'm saying. But some people probably are idiotic in that aspect of like, just because I have the app. But one would question why you have that app. Let me put it this way. If I had Tinder on my phone,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that make you feel a certain way?
No.
Why?
Because that's your issue.
That's really how you deflect?
No,
that's
not deflecting because that's not my issue. If you have issues in yourself that you have to fucking put that app on your goddamn phone, then you got to figure out your issues on your own.
I wish we had cameras on us, and that shit is coming because the expressions that you're making and the expressions that I'm making are like, yeah, this is how we get down. So if I were to have Tinder on my phone, that's my motherfucking issue.
Yeah.
So that would ruin our relationship because your expression already let me know, like, this motherfucker's moving out ASAP.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you didn't have to. Your face does. That's why people can't see it.
No, I did not want to say that at all.
Okay, so...
I said, that's your issue on a personal level. That has something to do with you. That has nothing to do with me. So, I mean...
I get that it has nothing to do with you, and that's how we are. I get that. But let's entertain the thought... For other
so I'm
people
supposed
to
be to mad
understand.
And throw a tantrum and throw things and do what?
There you go.
Because
you're supposed to show
you're
out.
You're uncomfortable with yourself.
And all that, yeah.
Because you're uncomfortable with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that, no. Mm.
But what if you're single?
You still.
That's a different story.
Do whatever you fuck you want.
It is a different story.
Just
though.
Wrap it up.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, just like.
Don't understand.
I can see how applications ruin people and ruin relationships. Because automatically, the way my brain thinks and the way I look at it, and I will give you an example here in a little bit of what I'm talking about, is if you're insecure in your relationship, you're going to have a problem with it, first of all. Most importantly, why even have the app? Why even invite that problem? Why even do that? Unless you already, like you said, that's your issue. You already moved on. That's the way I look at it. I'm just bypassing all that shit. Because if I had Tinder on my phone as an example, you already know what time it is. But I'm not that kind of motherfucker. I'm not that kind of man. Because I'm the type of man, if I'm really on some other shit and I moved on and I feel like I gotta be somewhere else and all this other shit, I'm man enough to come up to you and tell you, yo, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
As fucked up as that is, but that's how people don't move anymore. You can't be real. Like, you gotta be real with your spouse or your significant other or whoever you're with. You gotta be able to be real with them.
No, because they're jumping in. They don't even know what, oh, I love you. We've only been together a week.
So let me reveal
like, what the fuck?
So let me go ahead and just go this route with it real quick. Perfect example. This is revealing our age, by the way. MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Remember MySpace?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My ex-wife used to get so motherfucking mad at bitches hollering at me on MySpace that it would drive. I could tell it was driving a wedge between us because I was working on my music and, you know, trying to build the rap and, you know, just trying to figure out the social media presence. And it wasn't social media even then when it was MySpace. It was just internet presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. It's like, why are you tripping? This is my young adolescent thinking, but at the same time, realistic thinking. Just trying to build my rep, trying to, you know, build some revenue because I'm going to bring it fucking home. Why are you tripping?
Mm-hmm.
If bitches think your man is cute, let bitches think your man is cute.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Insecurities. Jealousy. Envy. Why? You see what I mean? Why are you worried about that? So applications can ruin, and I can only imagine even now with Snapchat and Facebook and getting left on red and what is it? Your score goes up on Snapchat and all this other bullshit. All the shit that don't mean nothing at the end of the fucking day. It don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit. But it is predicated too on your agenda and what the hell you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Now, if you're out there as a creative or creators and stuff like that, and you're just trying to build your rep and your presence and stuff like that, you show a little booty cheek every now and then, and it ain't like you out there hoeing and stuff like that, and your significant other understands that, then, okay, cool. I get that part of it. I'm not saying I would go that far with it. No way in hell. That's not what I would do. I'd employ other bitches to do that.
Sure.
But... yeah, applications I can see now, this day and age, I can see it being a severe problem. I don't know how these kids do it, because these kids don't even have a chance to even get to know themselves anymore.
Well.
And I'm not just saying kids, there's a lot of people out there that just have no personal identity.
You have so many broken homes, you have so many parents fighting, you have so
many...
Don't
we know, yeah.
You have so many... marriages, divorces, marriage again, divorces, marriage again. And I'm in that boat too, so don't even think that I'm talking shit because boat.
If we're going to be honest, we're just going to be honest. I mean, this is what we do.
We're
just talking shit. I mean, not talking shit and, you know.
The only reason my kids didn't turn out like a fucking little shit like the rest of them is because I
treated
them. Like they were fucking adults from the time that they came out.
And getting spoken to like they always have been.
And I treated them as independent.
Mm-hmm.
all of them as possible.
Yep.
I never once talked to them like they were a little fucking little baby.
And nothing to sugarcoat.
No.
Basically is what you're getting at too. Just nothing to sugarcoat.
Because 18 years is so short.
And they don't realize that.
And you have to get them.
At least to that point where they can start. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
To the point to where they can function without you on their own and doing their thing.
And how are they going to do that?
So you have 18 years to get them to that point. You don't have 18 years to let them be kids.
No.
No, you have 18 years to get them
to function to as fucking adulthood.
That is a goal.
And that's
that should be your number one goal. Not to make sure that they are just coddled and spoon-fed or whatever.
And you know what's sad about that is just right now, the way things are going, a lot of these kids don't get that anymore because
you have these whiny little shits.
And you know why we have whiny little shits? Because we've always tried to provide the best we could for our kids, just like our parents tried to provide the best for us. And there was a monkey wrench in between us working on doing the same thing, raising our kids. And it's called technology.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is what has changed everything. Because at least our parents still had a little bit of control. It ain't a little bit harder. It is infinitely harder. And it will never go back. At least our parents knew there was a radio in the house. A TV or two in the house. That was it. And whoever you hung out with. And they knew
where
you was at.
And they can listen on the other side of the phone.
But, yeah, exactly. My mommy's dropped all the time, man. Right? Oh, sis, you think you the man, take the trash out. I'm like, damn it, Mom, come on. You know, that's a story for down the road. But these kids now, we have no idea what they're influenced by. We have no idea what shows they're watching, the music. I mean, everything is right there, literally at their fingertips. So there is no way. That is the battle that parents are going to have to deal with. But guess who's going to have it worse? Our kids now.
Yep.
Because we watched all that shit unfurl as far as technological advances and stuff like that as we were coming up and being young adults. We even seen how trash our cell phones were just 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mine
was, to now?
Mine was a little purple and lit up. Man, huge purple lit up, I have to say.
I mean, but think about that. We got a unique aspect that is gone. We're the last of who we are from our generation.
And I did not.
Being, 80s babies and shit. That we are the last of it. That is it.
I completely did everything my parents did opposite.
Yep.
I did not do a thing that they did.
And imagine what our kids do now with all the millions upon millions of influences they get in just a day. Mm-hmm. A day.
If I would have listened to my parents, I would be helpless. Mm-hmm. I would be needy. Yeah.
Same thing. And not just, we ain't talking about as far as, just rebellious and stuff like that. Just independent thinking. Nobody can even think for themselves. Mm-mm. Think for themselves. That's why there's no, when it comes to main shows and stuff that we were just talking about earlier in this episode, no original content. Nobody can think for themselves anymore.
Mm-mm.
You got to always be around somebody. You got to always have the influences around you. You got to, and then not even try to take it into a whole damn paradigm shift. But your kid is watching multiple YouTube videos a day, just as a small example. And he gets with his friends or his cousin or whatever, and they're watching multiple videos a day. And then their friends come around. There's no way in hell. Our kids are fucked when it comes to their kids and grandkids.
My kids don't watch much TV.
Yeah, because their face is glued to that screen.
Well, they don't.
But they still got some old school values. They still have some.
But it's also because I didn't. I refused. to pay for TV.
Yeah, yeah, and I was cool with it all them years too. With us to be together, like, no, we don't need it.
I refused.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped them.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're actually getting a chance to get to know themselves and experiment and pierce through the day and all kind of right. stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Intended.
I'm just saying.
They get out there.
But you got to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. Because I just, the way I see everything just transitioning right now, sorry to say it, but I'm not when it comes to myself. I'll be glad that I'm dead before this shit. But the way I'm seeing shit's going, I'll be glad I'm old and gone before this shit. Oh, man.
There's this little boy. I think he's 7. I don't know how old he is. He's little. In Texas. Got sent home because his hair was long. He's a little black boy.
Okay.
His hair was really long. So they sent him home. Why? So his grandma braided it. Okay. They sent him home. Then they put it up in a ponytail and just had it in one braid. Mm-hmm. They sent him home. They said, you either need to cut it.
Oh, here's that bullshit. That's just like the kid that was wrestling.
You need to cut it.
They shaved it literally during the wrestling match.
Or classify him as a transgender.
Are you kidding me?
No joke.
Because he
had long
hair. I
was like, what the fuck? That is so not cool.
Then I would have been...
I mean, that takes away that little that child's First Amendment's rights before he even gets them.
That is fucking ridiculous.
Hey,
the rest of the world that is listening to this, this is the kind of dumb shit that goes on here in the United States. That's the kind of dumb shit that goes on here. Stupid shit.
Trying to keep everybody down.
Man, get the fuck out of here with
controlled.
That. Because shit, mm-hmm. I had long hair. I got my shit. My hair's long.
I'm
like, yo, come on, man.
What? Oh, we ain't cutting your hair.
Because even when I was a kid, I used to tell you, like, people mm-hmm. used to think I was a girl and stuff like that. They didn't do none of that. Come on, man. Oh my God. Seriously. Yes. That's what they're doing. Okay. That's what they, this, what school was this? And where was it at in Texas? That's crazy. You know what? Fuck them. They don't even need glorification. I'm sure people already know about this that are probably listening to this right now. But that is ridiculous.
I can't even remember.
That's ridiculous that you would do a child that way.
Who?
Then you would have to, as transgender? So what kind of Christian Catholic school is this? I narrowed it down to those two. Fucking pathetic.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody shared it and I read it. Yeah, it was really...
That's pathetic. That's fucking pathetic. America's supposed to be the land of the free, right?
Yeah, but people can't be people. And then they make you say you have to be a transgender before you even knows what the hell that is.
How the hell are you going to classify a child anything at that age? Come on, man. Because of his hair?
I don't like people.
No, man.
That even try to want to classify him now. Oh, I want to go see that movie.
Okay. You can't just go off a serious subject and then talk about what movie you want
to
go see.
I was trying to find it, but that crossed that path and I was like, oh, I really want to see
algorithms
that.
Is talking right now.
I know.
Huh?
No. Yeah. Yes. Mm. The Harriet movie. Oh, I just always adored Harriet Tubman.
Oh, Harriet Tubman.
I want to go see that movie. I did. This lady, when I was in elementary school, mm-hmm. and this is why I've always loved Harriet Tubman so, so, so much. This lady came in, and I had been probably first or second grade. And she put on a concert show, and she told the lady story, and she dressed like Harriet Tubman and she did all her acts and everything.
Yeah.
And it was just so amazing. I mean, the whole story, I was just in awe. And I was just
been,
a little kid.
You just
and
been
I
black
loved,
your whole life.
I loved her. Oh, I was like, I would have went and helped her.
Underground Railroad.
I would have helped her and we would have got all of them. And I just, I've always loved Harriet Tubman all the way since I was little.
Legendary. Mm-hmm. She is legendary.
So I want to go see that movie. Oh. Sorry, that was my fault. That's but right. I do. I do want to go see that movie.
Legendary.
We don't spend money to go to movies ever.
No, we spend money on taking care of our grandparents.
Right,
we should. Everybody else's expenses.
I have to go buy him some snacks.
Cue to wrap this up.
The other day, he called me. I just left there. Uh-huh. and I get a phone call. I'm not even a block away. And the phone rings, and I'm like, oh, shit. It said 500, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I answered it, and she said, Jim wants to talk to you. I said, okay. She said, can I put him on? I said, yeah. I just said, okay.
What'd he say?
So she was, he said, Jaina. And I'm like, yes. He said, I need you to get me something.
Some snacks.
I'm like, what do you want me to get you, Papa? Smuggle me in some snacks
up your keister.
No. He said, I need a pencil sharpener. I'm like, Papa, what do you need a pencil sharpener for? And he's like, well, they have one, but I think they need two. I was like, oh my God, Papa. Okay.
Seriously. I will
get you a pencil sharpener. It's like, okay, Gina, I love you.
What was his point?
I love you too. That was it.
No, that's, I mean, I'm trying to be subliminal about it. He wanted a fucking pencil sharpener. Yeah. Literally.
Had one, and he thought that they needed another one. So, okay.
So we're going to really end this podcast off of him needing a pencil sharpener. Because they have
I don't want to tell you the list that he told me yesterday because I can't even remember half of it.
Man, shit, that's that Alzheimer's kicking in.
He wants straws, but he wants the big straws. And I said, okay, Papa, I'll get you the big straws. Gina, are you sure you know which ones? And I said, yeah, Papa, the shake ones. Oh, are you sure? I said, yes. I said, those are the ones I got you before. Oh, I like those ones. I said, okay, I'll get those. He's like, I need some snacks. You know that they have to be non-chewable. I said, I know, Papa. I was like,
oh, man.
You liked your graham crackers. Mm. Those were suckable, right? He says, yes. I said, okay, I'll get you those. And then he...
How the hell did this even come up?
He listed like a whole bunch of other
shit. How did this even come up just now?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I think we talked about like five different things in the last 10 minutes because you asked one question and then we were just
talking about how disgusting it was for that child to be treated that way in Texas and it turned into your papa eating straws and snacks and a pencil sharpener.
Well,
what the fuck?
Before that, it was something else. And then before that, it was the question.
Yeah,
so.
Alzheimer's. Listen, from SO3E1. To 18. What the fuck?
So scared for the future.
I'm not. I'll be dead. I already said that.
I'm just going to giggle my way through.
All right, baby. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Okay.
Shit.
Sure.
A ramp is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to have my own scooter.
You going to have your own?
I'll have my own scooter.
All right. And like I said, by the time you hear this, shit, I already reserved my UFO to come pick me up.
Okay, so see you
I
later.
I sure the fuck did.
I'm glad you did.
The unidentified flying object is going to come get your man.
Okay.
And you won't know I was gone.
Okay.
That's how quick it goes.
That's always nice.
You can check us out on what, honey?
I'm rewinding it.
We've been doing this for 19 weeks.
But I already did it.
You already did it?
So I was rewinded in my head.
Oh, well, thank you guys for listening to us on the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. You can get us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com.
Yeah, there.
And all the other ones that Gina plugged in. So we'll see how she did.
Let's see. Tell me what Twitter is.
It's a bird. So we got to get out of here.
We're not tweeting.
We got to go.
But IOC, what is it?
Pod.
See? IOC
podcast. IOC podcast. Hashtag
it. See? There you go. All right. Bye.
Damn.
I said bye already.
Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Smoke weed every day.
Deuces.
Bye.